BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Everything all right, Sergeant Burns?
Oh, morning, Mum.
Busy on the phones, I see.
Yeah, it's all about the disorder on Monday night.
Any new leads?
It's mostly Felpersham community leaders giving me an earful.
Oh?
Complaining they're not keeping the public properly informed, saying we should be doing more to catch those responsible.
Well, the escalation in gang violence is alarming to all of us, especially as we've had officers injured.
Yeah. If you don't mind...
Let's hope this is some useful information.
Oh, it's probably another rollicking.
I'll leave it in your capable hands.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Sergeant Burns.
Oh, I know what you're going to say, Khalil.
Mum, you promised a half day at the surgery.
Yeah, and I'd have been home on time if it wasn't for my last patient.
We're already running late for the kitten naming at the ball. What if mine gets picked?
You said it's not until 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and you said you'd be back by 12:15.
Yes, and I'm sorry. I wish I had more time to spend with you and Zainab, but...
Oh, Zainab's fine. She's off doing deliveries for Jimmy's Thai garden. I'm the person stuck here with no one to hang out with and nothing to do.
Yeah, I understand. You could always check the mousetraps for me.
I'm serious.
So am I. I thought I heard something scurrying around again last night.
You don't understand how bored I am.
You're settling in better than you think. You've made a great start at school.
Mum, I don't know anyone.
But you will, Khalil. I'm sure when you go back after half term, they'll greet you like a long-lost friend. But these things take time.
Can we please get to the ball? We've only got 20 minutes before the announcement.
So long as we don't run into Linda.
Wait, but you're friends.
I like her very much, but she's so eager to get me involved in village life.
Oh, just tell her you've got too much work.
Linda's so well-intentioned, though. It's hard.
Anyway, Mum, look at the time. Come on.
Yeah. All right, fine. Let's go.
Oh, do you have a cloth?
Oh, hold on, Justin.
I mean, just look at the state of my shoes.
Sorry. Occupational hazard.
Here. We had a lot of rain last night.
Yeah, well, I suggest that path to the office needs tarmacking.
Well, that's not really the look we're going for.
Well, it should be wood-chipped at the very least.
Noted.
Thanks for the feedback.
Couldn't we have arranged this meeting for elsewhere?
Oh, I just thought, as we're discussing the rewilding project, convening here would be appropriate.
Oh,
plus, Stella hasn't seen our setup, so it's a good chance to show her the site.
No, not today, I'm afraid.
Sorry?
Stella sends her apologies. She's been held up at Home Farm. An issue with slug damage on their winter crops.
Really?
It's all right, Rex. You're still talking to the decision maker.
Oh, no, of course.
Do you have a bin for this?
Oh, here.
Ah, now, shall we get on with it?
Sure. We're hoping it's just a case of renewing the existing agreement.
Are you?
But we do want to talk you through some strategies for increasing footfall.
One is, we are planning a serious upgrade of the Rewilding Ambridge website.
Obviously, we want people off their screens and into the green.
That's a slogan we quite like.
But the website's going to give people a proper feel for the rewilding experience.
We've got Brad Horribin working on some ideas.
Oh?
And Brad's been talking to Robert on our behalf.
Robert Snell?
Yeah, he used to own a software company.
Years ago.
Still keeps his hand in, though.
Well, sounds a bit amateurish, if you ask me.
Brad says Robert's being really helpful with the interactive stuff we're planning.
Yeah, we're incorporating AI.
But you've nothing to show me.
We can guide you through what we're proposing for the land and how we intend to improve marketing for the project.
And there are some draft documents we can share?
I expected a solid 5-year business plan.
Oh, we were kind of up against it.
Well, only because you forgot the lease was expiring, Kirsty.
I was aware that...
No, what happened?
Well, these last 2 weeks I've just been a bit preoccupied.
And what's your excuse, Fairbrother?
Well,
any arrangement between us can't just operate on trust.
Of course not.
This is business.
We know that, Justin.
Really? Because all I'm hearing from both of you is an expectation of charity.
Thanks for sparing a minute, Mum.
How can I help, Sergeant?
Well, as you know, we're fielding a lot of complaints about the Felpersham arson attack and public disorder.
Yes, and I do appreciate that, with two of your best officers now on sick leave. He must be feeling stretched.
It feels like I'm either on the phone or doing admin and not doing police work.
I know it can seem like that.
Well, it is like that, Mum. What with all the reporting around the injury cases, dealing with occupational health referrals, arranging one officer's trauma therapy and others physio, I've not been able to get out and about to find the perpetrators, and let alone help reassure the public.
Of course. I understand, Sergeant.
Well, honestly, I'm feeling as frustrated as the community are.
I can see that.
Listen, if you don't think I can handle it...
Handle what?
The job.
No one's suggesting you can't.
Really?
I know we've had some difficulties this year, but you are still here. And there's a good reason for that, Sergeant Burns. I completely understand the challenges you're facing, but we just have to get on with things to the best of our abilities.
And you reckon my best abilities are filling out forms and answering phones?
I'm afraid that's what needs doing right now.
What about arresting suspects?
We do have officers making inquiries.
Just not me?
Not at the moment, no.
I'm just trying to understand what's going on, Mum. I feel like I'm being doubted.
Not by me, you're not, Sergeant. Now, if you don't mind.
I'll get on with it.
Thanks, Mum.
It's Henry, isn't it?
Hi.
I'm Khalil.
Yeah, I've seen you at school.
On the bus, too. I'm in Mrs. Berry's form.
Uh-huh.
We live just across the way from you. You've probably seen me with my sister Zainab.
Yeah, a couple of times.
Sorry, were you leaving or something?
Oh, I was just looking for the kitten.
You mean tortoise?
Right, tortoise.
What do you think to the name? I mean, after all that build-up, it's pretty basic, isn't it?
My little brother Jack's suggestion.
Are you serious?
It's fine. I think it's a pretty rubbish name, too. Don't tell him I said that, though. He's really happy.
Well, yeah. He's certainly enjoying his prize.
Yeah, Jack loves an ice cream sundae. And he's got 3 more desserts to claim this year.
So, did you put a name in?
Bernard.
Ooh, I like it. Mine was Sharu.
Oh, bad luck.
I'm not really bothered, though. Once I have my own pets, I can name them anything I like.
What pets do you want?
Chickens. Just a small flock.
Chickens will be one cool pet, Khalil.
Thing is, well, my mum said no. To any pets, period.
That's a bit tight.
Yeah, I know. I'm determined to get her to change her mind, though.
Go for it.
Actually, Henry, if you're up for it, I reckon you might be able to help.
We can keep investing in the rewilding site, make further improvements, like more agroforestry.
And in turn, attract more visitors, increase revenue.
Well, you'd need to. After all, BL hasn't seen much return on the original agreement.
Oh, I appreciate that, Justin, but it is...
Martin Gibson always suspected we'd make a pittance, and he wasn't wrong.
But rewilding Ambridge isn't really about financial profit.
Meaning?
Well, having us in the portfolio is a good look for BL. I mean, surely the optics are good.
There are plenty of other green projects we could support.
I think what Rex meant to say is...
Look, I suggest you both get your house in order before we speak again.
But you do intend to renew the lease.
That very much depends, Rex.
Oh, Justin.
Call me when you're ready to impress.
Oh. That could not have gone any worse.
Nope. He was in such a foul mood.
Oh, I was hoping we could agree things today.
Me too.
Instead, it feels like the whole rewilding thing is hanging in the balance.
I know.
Oh, and with all the house stuff I'm having to juggle with right now.
You're going to have to give Helen a push.
She knows I need the money from Beechwood to secure Willow Farm. But at the minute, she seems wrapped up in organising a leaving do for Fallon. Honestly, Rex, I just want to wash my hands of Beechwood as soon as I can. There are too many bad memories associated with that place.
Well, hopefully, pretty soon you'll be the proud owner of Willow Farm.
I'm still not sure how easy it will be for me to get the mortgage. And the way Justin was talking, I don't think there's any guarantee we've even got jobs here anymore.
He was pretty damning, wasn't he? I felt like I was back at school, not having done my homework.
So much for schmoozing him, Rex.
We've got one hell of a lot of work to do, and we need to do it PDQ.
You wanted to see me, Mum?
Yes. Have a seat.
I'm sorry if earlier I came across as a bit frustrated. I know we're all under pressure, and there's no sense in taking it out on colleagues.
Especially those of a senior rank.
No. No. Well, like I say, my apologies, Mum.
Look, I do appreciate that our resources are stretched right now. But is that all that's bothering you, Sergeant?
Bothering me?
Is there anything else going on?
I don't think so.
Well, I'm aware that your return to full-time work has been prompted by your wife starting a new business venture.
Right.
I was just wondering whether that arrangement could be contributing to the pressure.
I wouldn't say that's got anything to do with it.
OK. Good.
In fact, it'd be stressful to see my wife unhappy and not branching out with her own cafe.
Right.
And that's why I'm trying my best to support her in every way I can.
Good.
I'd do anything for her.
Well, try to factor in your needs too, Sergeant.
Yeah. I'll try. Thank you, Mum. Sorry, I better answer that.
Right.
Mum?
Is your mum not here, Henry?
She's working.
Oh, you know, I'm so pleased you and Khalil have had a chance to talk.
Yeah, all right, Mum.
Well, I'm sure you've both got a lot in common.
Henry.
Oh, anyway, what do you think of the kitten's name, Dr. Malik?
Tortoise. Well, I can see the thinking.
Anyway, she's a lovely kitten.
Ah, oh, very friendly, isn't she? Not at all nervous of strangers.
They're great, aren't they?
Cats?
I mean, like, pets in general.
Well,
there's loads of benefits to having them. It's not just a connection to the natural world.
Well, in Ambridge we're surrounded by the natural world.
Yes, but having a proper pet encourages empathy and a sense of responsibility. Isn't that right, Khalil?
Yeah, totally. See, Mum?
Yeah, I do see.
What?
I assume Khalil's put you up to this, Henry.
No.
It's all right.
I still meant what I said, though. Honestly, pets are a really good thing.
Well, having spent a bit of time with little Tortoise this afternoon, I might just consider trialling a cat.
Really?
Only as an experiment.
Fine.
Oh, now he's playing it cool.
Mum.
I think my son's had enough of me. Anyway, I just need to go and return a call, Khalil, and then we'll get going.
Sure.
Nice to see you, Henry.
You too, Mrs. Malik.
Back in a tick.
How did I do there?
Not bad, I guess.
Come on. Your mum said yes to a cat trial. That's massive.
Yeah, cats are fine, but I really want chickens.
It's all about strategy. You need to build up the chickens.
Why? We live in the countryside. I mean, a cat's just ordinary.
It's a start.
Everyone has cats.
I'm getting a goat.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I still like cats, though. Well, apart from Hilda.
Who's Hilda?
My granny and granddad's cat. She did belong to my great-grandma, but now she lives at Bridge Farm.
What's the matter with Hilda?
She's evil.
A devil cat?
Great at catching mice, but otherwise a monster. Look, that's where she scratched me earlier this week. It's not funny.
No, of course, I'm just thinking. I might have another plan.
Oh?
Yeah, and this one could be good for us both.